Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
So the narrative since April has been the Yankees are doing everything it takes to win. The Red Sox can't stop tripping over their shoes. The Red Sox 2018 is now the Yankees 2019. Can an entire baseball season end up being one gigantic Rickroll? As Rick Moranis said in Spaceballs, the movie, fooled you. The rampaging elephant got loose near Kenmore Square. It is the 2019 Red Sox, and it got hungry this weekend. What was an 11-game deficit had a chance to get down to seven. It got to nine anyway. Here is Sox Daily.
It's your daily Sox podcast. It's your daily Sox podcast. It's where you're going to find out what the Sox are doing.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. Josh Lewin with you. If Thursday through Saturday was a GIF, it'd be Elmo with his arms outstretched standing in front of an inferno. That set up the chance to reverse the four-game series of 1978, known as the Boston Massacre, but the Red Sox will settle for three wins out of four, as it turns out. Let's take you through day by day, blow by blow. We've already done a podcast about Thursday. That was a 19-3 win. That was awesome. Friday, 10-5 was the final. The Mookie Betts three-home run game, one of four major league players to have one of those in a four-day stretch, by the way. Kind of cheapens the achievement a little, but James Paxton had been 3-0 with a 1.89 ERA in his five previous starts against the Sox, including the eight shutout innings at Yankee Stadium back in April. He'd allowed two hits in that game, struck out 12. This time he was down 3-0 before the end of the first, and it wasn't enough that Mookie had already moved into an all-time second-place tie in career three-home run games. He's one behind Johnny Mize and Sammy Sosa now, six apiece. And it wasn't enough that he had already done this now at the ripe old age of 26. No, what's more, he was doing it against the Yankees. Fourth Red Sox ever to hit three homers against the Bronx Bombers. Steve Pierce did it last year. Kevin Millar did it in 04. Mo Vaughn did it in 97. First four at-bats, three home runs and a double before a ground out off the the ground ball getting Zach Britton in the eighth. It was 14 total bases in the first four trips to the plate. That's tough to beat. You know, Mookie made his big league debut in June of 2014, and since he's done that, he has scored more runs than any other player in the majors. He's two ahead of Charlie Blackmon. He's a dozen ahead of Mike Trout. Also from Friday, Andrew Cashner was good enough. because before Friday, number five starters for the Red Sox were 2-9 with a 5.75 ERA. If Cashner's able to work into the sixth, give the offense a chance to do its work, the Sox are going to get some of those victories that they missed in the first half of the season. So 2-0 in the series with your 4-5 starters at this point, that's very cool. Sox had scored 8 or more runs, 5 straight games against the Yankees at this point, a franchise record. 33 first-inning runs in their first 80 games this year, you might remember that. Now 42 in their last 25, including the three they got on Friday. Three was the number for Mookie Betts, Mookie Magic, and he talked to the fellers after the game.
We're back with Mookie Betts. Mookie, I know you're freezing because you got an ice bath, but congratulations, your fifth the three home run game, and you had two shots at four and did hit a double.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get a hit, you know, at that point. I mean, it's been a long season for me, and just trying to do what I can to put up some more runs.
Mookie, were you aware after the three home runs of the major league records four and that no Red Sox hitter has ever done that in a game?
No, I actually thought it was my fourth. I didn't even notice it was my fifth until I was told.
Did you think about the four home runs?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, that definitely came across the mind. But that was the last at bat was definitely was the time I thought about it the most.
Well, you said it's been a rough year. You know, most guys would take your stats and call it a great year. And I know it's easy for everybody to compare what you did last year to this. But it seems like now a prolonged success rate here for you. Anything noticeably different? Does it start to feel like it felt last year for you the last few weeks?
I put in a lot of work, and you know, it's starting to show a little bit. You know, early on, I was struggling with kind of knowing what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. Now, you know, like I said, I put in a lot of work, and it's starting to show.
And when you pull the ball, they've been jumping off your bat, leaving the ballpark, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't really done that all year. I've had a lot of deep flyouts to center and right center. So, you know, being able to pull it over that monster is a good feeling.
Had to be encouraging to see what Andrew Cashner did. You know, the Red Sox been kind of searching for that guy to go out there every fifth day and be dependable. And I think, don't you agree that, you know, this is kind of what your brass had in mind when they went out and got him from Baltimore?
For sure. I mean, he's given us a chance to win, you know, each and every time. I mean, you know, that's all we can really ask for as an offense. I think we got a really good offense. You know? So you give us a chance to win, that's all we can ask for.
And I'm sure you have great confidence going into tomorrow, huh?
Oh, for sure. You know, for sure. I mean, you got to know that they're gonna bounce back, turn the page, and be ready to play. So, yeah, we have to do the same.
Well, congratulations, Mookie. A night to remember.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there's some Mookie Betts for you. Saturday, 9-5 was the final. And 1-2-3 in the order has been Betts, Devers, Bogarts now. 26 of the last 27 games. Why consider anything else since it's been just an all-you-can-eat buffet of runs? 9 of them for the Red Sox on Saturday. That meant 8 or more in 6 straight games against the Yankees now. Mookie, strangely, the only starter without a hit in this one after the 3-home-run game. Rafael Devers, more damage done, 15 of 37 with 10 extra base hits and an 8-game hitting streak. And now here comes Benintendi. At this point, 12 for 26. 7 hits in 3 games against the Yankees. What else can we tell you about Saturday? The Sox, 17-3 in their last 20, started by Eduardo Rodriguez, 8-1 in their last 9. There was a triple for Jackie Bradley Jr., another home run from J.D. Martinez, couple hits from Sam Travis, who could actually be a bit of a player now, since I don't know when we're ever going to see Steve Pierce again. Here's an interview with Sam Travis right after the game on Saturday.
Sam Travis is standing by with us. Sam, congratulations. A big three-hit game for you. Very meaningful hits and a big game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell us about your approach here because, of course, you played because of the lefty, but you had a key hit against Shane Green, too, or Chad Green, the right-hander, when you grounded that single on a slider.
Yeah, you know, Benny let off there, got to second base. Now I was just going to do anything I can to get him over. Just put a ball on the ground on the right side and... you know, if you couldn't tell with that first foul ball, you know, almost killed Chavis on deck.
Yes. But,
he gave me something I can handle and put it that way, and it worked out for us.
Yeah, it's funny, Sam, because you're up here, you know, you're facing lefties, and Mitch is as the righties, but, you know, in the minor leagues, you face righties too. You know what I mean? It's not like you just face left-handed hitters, and it looked like, you know, just knowing that approach that you have really helped you in that at-bat, not rolling over in that slider and staying the other way.
Yeah, I had one thing on my mind, that was get him over to third base anyway, anyhow. And like I said, he gave me something I could put on the ground that way, and it worked out for us.
Why do you think this stint with the Red Sox has been different than some of the others for you?
You know, I kind of knew what I was doing wrong last, you know, however long it's been, two, three years. But I haven't been able to do it on a consistent basis, and, you know, it's been a long process, but I'm happy where I'm at, and you just got to keep going. You got to keep going and not give up.
Was that something that you realized or found in your time back?
Yeah,
down
I was AAA? I was just spinning too much, not staying through the ball. You know, I'd hit some balls, but I'd just be clipping them. It's all about gaining direction for me and letting my hands be more free. When my hands are free and flying through the zone, that's when I'm at my best. When they get stuck on my back hip, that's when I spin, and that's not where I want to be.
And you had a stolen base to help score a run, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it worked out. My jump was all right, but it was kind of slow to the plate, so I figured I'd take advantage of it.
You know, Sam, you've been up here at different points in the season, but this week here does have a different feel. It's like just that locker room's been talking about how, you know, how much talent you have, we just got to put it together. Do you sense that in that clubhouse right now that okay, this is the week that we finally put it together?
Yeah, well, we know what's at stake with these games. This is big, these games coming up. All these teams are ahead of us, so we got to take it one day at a time, and we come out hungry, and, you know, we got to enjoy this one, but, you know, we're right back at it tomorrow. We want to get another one.
On a sweep. Well, Sam, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great game.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Sam Travis. 33 extra base hits in the first three games of this series for Boston. 38 runs scored at this point. By the way, the Jets, their last three games against the Patriots, have 22 total. 38 in three games for the Red Sox. Just throwing that out there. Red Sox, at this point, leading the Rays in the AL East. First time since March 30th. The Red Sox have been ahead of the Rays in the division standings. All alone in second place at this point. Eight behind the Yankees. Finally in a playoff position. Tied with Oakland for the second wild card spot. So that set up Sunday. And you can really cement things. You can make it a four-game sweep. National TV, all of that. Is Chris Sale back to form? He would take the mound, and coming off a couple starts in which he allowed just two runs and struck out 22 in only 12 innings. Slider's a lot better. Fastball, good enough. You know, we've seen 93, 94, not 97, 98, but he's getting ahead. He's throwing his slider in different situations. No complaints until there was bottom of the order issues. Austin Romine, son of former Red Sox outfielder Kevin. Two-run homer in the second inning. Number nine batters against Sale this year have the highest batting average of any spot in the order. He is completely handcuffed cleanup hitters, but for some reason, number nine batters are killing him. Didi Gregorius then a two-run homer in the fourth, the first of his 101 career Major League home runs to right field. Seriously, this one just inside the pesky pole. Bottom of the fourth, Andrew Benintendi the answer after Domingo Herman had struck out 7 2/3. Domingo is Spanish for Sunday, by the way. So, no wonder he had a good game here. Second home run of the series for Benny. Last year, you might recall, he had two home runs the entire second half. 4-2 at that point, but then top of the sixth, Gio Urshela pumps a slider off the center field wall, a double to knock in another Yankee run. 5-2 to run Sale out of the game in favor of Colton Brewer. A Cameron Maben grounder then goes under the glove of Xander Bogaerts to drive in Urshela. And you got your four-run lead for the Yankees again. Sale ends up with 5 1/3, six earned runs. Did strike out 7, but his ERA is back up over 4 again. Domingo Herman, third time through the order, usually that's when he starts to wobble. And sure enough, a walk to Devers, double off the monster by Bogaerts. Is there going to be a breakthrough? J.D. Martinez, sharp grounded to short, scores one run. But that's all they can get as Tommy Canley comes in to get Benny and Holt, the two left-hand batters, 6-3 after 6. Couple unearned runs in the top of the seventh. Jackie Bradley Jr. caught a ball in shallow center, didn't realize Mitch Moreland was not at first. He threw the ball to the Yankees first base coach, and it was that kind of night. Xander Bogaerts, by the way, was the one that was pointing, throw it to first. Nobody noticed Mitch Moreland was not there. Bottom of the seventh, a little rumble against Adam Ottavino. First and third, one out. Sack fly for Betts to right, so they're back to within 8-4. Devers up next, plays a little wall ball. You got second and third, two outs for Bogaerts, but he pops to right. like I say, just that kind of night. Top of the eighth, Christian Vasquez fails to block a Marcus Walden slider. Cameron Maben, what a nice pickup for the Yankees, Cameron Maben. Chugs home from third, 9-4, Yankees back in command. Bottom of the eighth against Zach Britton. You got J.D. Martinez and Benintendi on. Bases loaded eventually with one out. JBJ can't replicate the eighth inning salami from last year's ALCS. He strikes out on a slider of death. So up comes Christian Vasquez. And, hey, there's already been a home run from a number nine hitting catcher in this one, right? The Yankees' Austin Romine. But Vasquez grounds to short, making the Red Sox 0-7 with runners in scoring position in this one. That's after they had gone 18 of 38 the first three nights. Bottom of the ninth, a rumble again against Chapman, who can really sweat. I mean, if I have ever seen any player in any sport sweat more than Aroldis Chapman, I can't remember it. But two pitches in, he's sweating. And then he would sweat some more because you've got a second and third one-out situation for J.D. Martinez, who is due, but he strikes out. So make that 0-8 with runners in scoring position. Before, there's more Benny baseball. Benintendi dumps his slider in the left. That brings home two. Make it a 12-for-18 last five games now for Andrew Benintendi. I would say he's back at this point. But Chapman rallies to get Michael Chavis. Swings and misses. That is that. 9-6 the final. All zeros, ones, and twos on that scoreboard. The Yankees, 4 two-run innings and a one. The Sox, a pair of ones and a pair of twos. It all adds up to 9-6 New York. After the game, the manager, Alex Cora.
Yeah, I mean, hung a changeup to Romine, the breaking ball to Didi, and then the 1-2 Urshela. The walks, too, kind of like put him in a bad spot. He walked Maben and Voit on a 3-2 count, you know. And command was okay. It wasn't great. You know, I think the stuff was, you know, the slider was on and off, I think. But the walks put him in a bad spot. You know, there was a fielder choice there. We don't turn no play. Torres gets to first, and then Urshela gets the breaking ball down the middle of the plate and put a good swing on it. So, yeah, he'll be ready for the next one over there.
Alex, what happened on that play? That's
a freak play. It's a blue ball that our center fielder has range. So everybody, you know, Brock goes to second. Xander's lined up to third. Mitch has to line up to the plate. If he catches it, and Jackie got to the ball, and there was a play at second. You know, he got back on time, and Xander reacted to Voit, who was right there. So he pointed at him. Jackie saw it and threw to first base. But there's no like explanation, actually. You know, whoever is moving guys right now and explaining who should be where is wrong. To be honest with you,
is there anybody?
I mean, Brock sees the ball. Xander has to line up over here. You know, it's a tough one because it's a bloop single. It's not like a deep fly ball that you have time to react to the whole play. So, first time I've seen it kind of like that, you know, Voit. It was a bad base running play by Voit. And, you know, it just happened that Jackie saw Xander pointing to first, and he threw it, and nobody was there. Today was okay. You know, we don't make a few plays. We didn't make a few pitches. I think we walked too many guys. And we pay the price. The at-bats will stay there. You know, we push the envelope till the end. But overall, kind of like after the sixth inning, it was okay for us. It wasn't great.
How much can you talk with Dave DeBrusque in the next couple of days? And you feel like you guys still need some
reinforcement? We'll talk. I don't know how much, but we'll talk. Yeah, everybody knows what's going on. So, you know, we've been talking all the time. You know, the communication between, you know, Dave and myself is on a daily basis. You know, and we know where we're at with the club, and you know, we know what we have to do. You know, to make it better.
You think you need reinforcement?
Every team does. Yeah.
Bill on the right.
Alex, you've seen him run a couple times now. What is it that makes him so?
I mean, the first time we faced him, we were pretty good up against him, you know. He spins the ball. He got the changeup. I think, you know, we chased out of the zone. Not too many fastballs today. The second time around, he did, actually. But he goes in and out in the strike zone with the breaking ball and the changeup. Then his fastball is good enough, you know, 95, 96. So he did a good job keeping us off balance. But then after that, we put pressure on him. So, I mean, but he did a good job the first part of the game.
Julie.
know sales previous to Ivan were good, but do you still feel like he's searching a little bit?
No, no, it's just, you know, he walked two guys and he hung three pitches. It happens, you know. But I think the walks were the one that put him in a bad spot.
Jackie's catching the third inning there, so following not a lot of guys.
Yeah, I mean, we see that on a daily basis. You know, the awareness around the wall in left field, and then, you know, in the triangle, you know, he's a Gold Glover because of that. You know, he prepares and he knows the hitters. He gets great jumps, you know, and that was a great play. We're good?
All right, there you go. For all that has gone wrong this season, and it's a long list, the Red Sox are actually in a pretty good position to finish strong here. 56 games to go, 30 at home, 11 only outside of the Eastern time zone. And the Sox are battle-tested. They've got 9 position players on their active roster with at least 12 games of postseason experience. They've got 7 pitchers with 6 or more games of postseason experience. Tom Keegan wrote it on Sunday, asking what it all means here. It means the Red Sox front office is in danger of falling into the trap of recency bias here, convincing itself that all is well, don't have to do anything else because the schedule sets up nicely, they're playing better. No, no, no. Don't do that. Don't fall for the image in the amusement park mirror, as Tom says. It's distorted. Now more than ever is when the Red Sox need to dig into their pockets here, give the roster a boost. Probably needed it all year from out of that bullpen. You need a fearless reliever from somewhere else to walk through that door, kick that door open like it's an old Western movie. And everybody picks up that confidence at that point. So I don't know who it's going to be, but now that people are starting to move around, Stroman does end up in New York, but not with the team he thought. He's not going to the Yankees. He's going to the Mets. Shut up, dog. Hey, I know. Stroman should probably have not gone to the Mets. I get it. Everybody's a critic. Seriously. I'll close with one good piece of news, because the dog really does need to go for a walk here. David Ortiz is out of the hospital. And I don't know about you guys. It had been a little while since we had heard anything, and your mind starts to play some tricks with you, and you're thinking, oh, man, you know, when you don't hear anything, that's probably not good news. But apparently it was just no news. And now we know that David is out of the hospital. We can't wait to hear him actually speak and talk about whatever's on his mind. But hopefully there are better things ahead for David Ortiz and better things ahead for the current Boston Red Sox. I would think taking 3 out of 4 would put a hitch in their giddy up. They've got a day off now to kind of take a breath. Yankee series do tend to take a little bit out of you. Tampa Bay, which is reupholstered a little bit. Eric Sogard, that guy who's been wearing out the Red Sox with Toronto all year, he's now a Tampa Bay Ray, so he comes right back to Fenway. And then, of course, you've got 4 over the weekend at Yankee Stadium. We're going to know a lot more by, I would say about Roger Clemens' birthday, August 4th. That is the Sunday of next week. Might be a new Red Sox player or two. You might win a few more games against the Yankees, chop that lead down to, say, 5 or 6. Or you could wipe out and be a dozen out, and you're just part of that wild card jumble again. This is Josh Lewin. Try to keep a happy perspective here. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Off to walk the dog. Signing off. Bye-bye.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected.
Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.